With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has warned that limited strikes against Iran are possible, even as the country's top diplomat says Tehran expects to have a proposed deal ready in the next few days. Military affairs analyst retired Colonel Robert McGinnis doubts that the current negotiations will result in Iranian nuclear disarmament.
Will the Iranians give up their nuclear program? No. Just like the Libyans gave up theirs and crumbled, North Koreans didn't and survived, and I think they've gone to school on that. Plus, the Iranians have the support of the Chinese and the Russians, albeit somewhat of at arm's length.
The president says if Iran fails to comply with U.S. demands within 10 days, bad things will happen. President Trump says he's imposing a temporary global tariff of 10% after his far-reaching tariff regimen was struck down by the Supreme Court. The court handed him a setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. So where does today's Supreme Court tariff ruling leave small businesses?
Some business owners are reacting with cautious optimism after the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's sweeping use of import tariffs.
I'm hopeful that things will change for the better.
Paul Rogers runs Cucina Bocce, a small Italian market in Atlanta.
But right now, we're still stuck with the stock that we've paid high prices for.
The Supreme Court did not address whether the government should pay the tariffs back. In his dissent, Justice Brett Kavanaugh writes that the process is likely to be a mess. Rogers thinks it's unlikely small businesses will be able to claw back refunds. I'm Jennifer King.
All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announcing the latest effort Friday to ensure that drivers understand English well enough to read road signs. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on the European Parliament's condemnation of Turkey.
The government in Ankara has expelled scores of Christian missionaries, claiming that they are a threat to national security. The EU legislative body has adopted a resolution calling on Turkey to protect religious freedom and live up to its responsibilities as a member of the international community. Turkey is technically a secular state, but President Erdogan has been promoting Islam in recent years, and persecution of Christians is increasing. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Tech has canceled a campus talk by a doctor who performs late-term abortions. University officials said hosting the event, which had been scheduled for late January, was not in the school's best interest. The speaker planned to discuss medical and ethical issues around late-term procedures, sometimes called partial birth abortions. Medical Students for Choice organized the talk. Pro-life activists and conservative student group argue that the event would promote illegal activity since Texas has an abortion ban. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court handed President Trump a setback on an issue crucial to his economy and his economic agenda. Friday's ruling on tariffs sent markets higher.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as markets kept relatively calm following the Supreme Court's decision to strike down President Donald Trump's tariffs. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Friday. The index had been flipping between small gains and losses earlier in the day, following discouraging reports showing slowing growth for the U.S. economy and faster inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 230 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Trading was tentative across markets after the tariff ruling. Trump said he would still put tariffs on other countries using different means. Seth Sutel, New York.
Economic growth slowed in the final 3 months of last year, dragged down by the sixth-week shutdown of the federal government and a pullback in consumer spending. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.